Hey folks, welcome to another episode of Pop Culture Rewind and our review of Suicide Squad. The following review was recorded with myself, Chris, and our good friend Scott the Scott right after we finished recording an episode of Houston Wrestling Radio, which you can find at HoustonWrestlingRadio.com. So the start of this recording may be a little hectic getting all set up, but we then go right to work talking about this crazy film that's got everybody talking about it. We give our thoughts on what we were able to see on the Joker, Margot Robbie's portrayal of Harley Quinn, as well as other characters that played well and which ones we didn't like at all. We go into detail about the soundtrack and how it was used in the film, as well as the editing and pacing that affected the final cut. We go into the critical reviews that the film has received so far and how much of that is the fault of the movie, as well as the problem of comparing DC movies to what Marvel is doing. This is a spoiler-heavy review, so if you haven't seen the movie yet, please go check it out before listening to this episode. Unless, of course, you don't mind spoilers, then by all means, carry on. We'll be back soon with more new episodes, but for now, check out this review of Suicide Squad.
I want to build a team of some very bad people who I think can do some good.
Y'all jokers must be crazy. I'm not just one of y'all.
The deal. You disobey me, you die. Try to escape, you die.
You got a boyfriend?
You irritate or vex me.
I'm known to be quite vexing. I'm just forewarning you.
You die.
If they get caught, we throw them under the bus.
What a ride!
Let's play!
Come on, got some better to do?
I love this guy.
Not good.
Don't forget, we're the bad guys.
Are you sweet talking me? All of that chit chat's gonna get you hurt.
The man in the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the car is everyone's gone as she continues with a wink of her eye.
You want to see something?
Yo, y'all want to see
something?
Yes, I want to see something.
I was just trying to get you there. No hard feelings, right? We good.
What you having?
Beer.
Whiskey.
What am I, 12?
How about you, hot stuff?
Water.
That's a good idea, honey.
Let's talk about Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Suicide Squad. All right. Thumbs up or thumbs down on the Joker?
Well, hold on. Time out for a second. We're gonna talk about Suicide Squad.
Spoilers abound.
Depending on how long we go, I might just use this for Pop Culture Rewind.
Oh,
God, you're gonna get me on two episodes?
I know, right?
We're gonna be getting paid for this.
Don't worry, no
one knows. You're expecting two checks.
Two checks.
Just keep waiting. I'm paying Jolly Ranchers. All right, so
take it.
If it's
shit,
the bag of awesome reds where you get fruit punch and cherry and watermelon and strawberry, you pay me in that all day.
You can have the cherry ones. I don't like cherry.
All right,
deal.
Can I have some?
All right, so
Joker, right off the bat, defend yourself. You like the Joker?
It was different. It was its own character. You could see little parts of all the other Jokers. Like, I could see Hamill. I could see Heath. Is it Heath?
Yeah,
Heath.
I could see a little bit of Jack Nicholson, but not that much. I don't know, it was different. It kind of fit with the movie. Apparently, one of the things was that the amount of stuff they cut out of this movie of the Joker, it could have been its own movie.
That's what
Jared Leto's been saying, yeah.
Which I don't know if that's true or not. But fuck it, give it...
They must have cut enough of it because there's fans that are actually suing Warner Brothers for false advertisement because the scenes of the Joker that were advertised in the commercial, most of them weren't in the movie. And
but they do that all the time. Yeah. Every single trailer is
I'm still pissed about Predators. There's one shot in Predators where this guy's looking up and he's got... there's like 20 little targeting things on him. And then the movie happens like one. It's like, you sons of bitches. Deny me that awesome scene.
The DVD has 8, the Blu-ray has 16, the limited special edition Ultra Cut on 4K resolution has all 48 you're looking for.
Yeah, I hate them all.
But you got to have $100 to buy it.
And the TV and the display and the...
I'm a podcaster, sir. I don't have that kind of money.
Well, you defend yourself.
I'm going to say, I'm going to come at it a different approach. I don't think there was enough of the Joker for me to make an honest decision to hate it as much as everybody else has been hating it.
Has people been hating it?
Oh, dude.
Man, people have been shit on it.
People have been... Dude, Rotten Tomatoes. No. Rotten Tomatoes.
I know people have been hating the movie, but have they been hating on Jared Leto?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even after seeing the movie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. People have.
Lots of people.
People have. He's in the movie a total of, what, 4 scenes? 5 minutes total? I'm not going to say Jared Leto is, like, better than fucking Heath Ledger over fucking 5 minutes. I want to see more of it. The fact that it ended the way it did with Harley getting broken out by the Joker squad, I was like, man, I want to see more of this. And the, and that's when it, like the fucking Matrix where they like, hey, we're going to bust your nut before part three. Nah, you're going to have to wait. It's like, fuck, I want it to keep going.
All right. Well, here's the thing for me. And I kind of, I'm going to side a little bit with both of y'all, honestly. When we go back a year or two ago, whenever they first showed that picture of him as Joker and everybody lost their shit, me included, like, I was like, no, this is... Joker is a gangster, not a gangsta.
Yeah.
And that's... Maybe that was a little bit too much. They had to get that image out there a year ahead of time to let it sink in. Mm-hmm. But since then... seeing more steals and things like that, it's kind of like, yeah, I guess you did have to have like a year. For me, I had a year to let it sink in. But when I finally saw his performance on screen, that all those doubts went away. Like, I thought from what I saw, his characterization was Joker.
What did you
tattoos
think?
Be damned?
What did you think of?
I love that. I was actually gonna do that tonight and draw the thing. So when I'm not talking, I'm just going like this, and you can see the smile and everything on there. But I sweat a lot, and I got here late because I was toy hunting.
Toy hunting.
Yeah.
But but to your point, Chris, yeah, I agree that there wasn't a whole lot of him to take away from. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that I did see, I really liked it. And it wasn't like, what the fuck is this? You know, it wasn't anything like that. I was like, okay, where is this going?
Well, even see. Like in some of the certain comics, like, the Joker had that white suit, and I mean, he didn't have the tattoos, but he was like a mob boss, mm-hmm. like style.
Okay. Well, that Joker was just a small part of this movie.
What was the big part?
The Suicide Squad. That was
Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn and Deadshot.
Yeah, this is basically Will Smith and Margot Robbie's movie, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, you had some other cast members on there, but they really didn't have that much to do compared to the heavy lifting that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You could really tell that there were a lot of reshoots mm-hmm. going in here. Yeah. One of my biggest issues with this movie was the editing and pacing of this movie.
No. It's just for like a 2.5 hour movie. It didn't feel like 2.5 hours to me.
No, I'm not saying.
I'm just saying that part. Like, I was like, you know, you come see some of these superhero movies, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, this is like really long.
Yeah. As far as the editing goes, my biggest issue with the entire movie is that we got a whole Pandora's playlist in the first like 15 minutes.
The soundtrack.
There was so many, and they couldn't make up their fucking minds. Yeah, I loved all the songs personally.
Yeah.
But Eminem, Black Sabbath, and like some of the 80s, 70s, and 90s stuff all mixed in, it just didn't fit, dude.
Or did
White
it?
Stripes.
Or did it? Look how... If you're looking at the overall style of this movie, it's so manic and so psychotic, this whole team of bad guys. So it's like they were doing a new song for a different character. And all these characters are different. So yeah, you're going to have different styles, different... tones for these different characters. So I thought the different styles of music, it kind of worked for this movie.
Could you have spaced it out instead of cramming it all in for the first like 10 minutes? Because that's basically what all that was.
Yeah, well, it's basically your montage scene. Because you're introducing people.
But even during the
montage is only one song.
Through the entire movie, they had like...
As soon as like the first half of the movie, the first like 20 minutes was all like this random pop and metal songs that are like
which makes sense because they were describing all the characters.
And then once the movie started getting into gear, they didn't use any other songs to like set the tone for what they were facing. Like it just was a completely different movie. Like as soon as the team got together. That's where there was the disconnect where I read a lot of reports that this was basically two movies mashed together into one because one version, David's version, was the darker version, and then the Warner Brothers version that they wanted to basically rip off Guardians of the Galaxy. Where can we find a compromise between the two? And that's what we ended up getting, at least in my opinion, because the first half was straight up like, let's crack jokes and do the happy stuff and bring all this like mainstream music. And then the second half is when it just like went dark.
They
did beat Guardians.
Do what?
They beat Guardians in the box office.
Oh, really?
Beat them.
They still haven't made their money back yet for it, though.
No, I think they...
Not as big as Batman versus Superman.
It cost them $300 million to make. And I think at the point...
No, it's like 185, and they've only made like 135 or something like that. So they're close to it. They're made 117. So they're close to their budget. But no, it was Batman and Superman. It cost like $300 to $400 million to make. But
I do have a couple of things that I didn't like about the movie.
Go for it.
There's like a good solid couple of things.
Go.
Pick Killer Croc isn't the biggest, one of the worst things. Like I didn't like him. I didn't like Killer Croc at all. He had no tail, which I thought was really weird. And that scene that we made fun, like Wally made fun of, like, you know, this is my house. You're just living. Like that thing was just so bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, but Killer Croc was. This goes back to what I was just saying. If you're not Deadshot or Harley, it doesn't really matter who you were in that movie. Like they were just filler.
Captain Boomerang was so cool, though.
You liked him?
Yeah.
No, that was one thing. My wife said she didn't like. He had to go.
He was the epitome of filler.
You know who? You know who would have been a perfect if he hadn't already been one of the characters. Would have been guy that played Bane.
Tom Hardy.
Because Tom Hardy has played almost the exact same character as Captain Boomerang before, only British. Mm-hmm. Like, he played Bronson. Like, that same kind of... Like, Tom Hardy is one of the best actors in the world. Like, he would have fit in that movie perfectly as Captain Boomerang.
There's an actor who I know him from Spartacus, and he actually played Boomerang on Arrow. They did the Suicide Squad on Arrow, and
a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean he did an alright job, but actually, I'm gonna say one more thing about the music thing because I'm not gonna sit here and complain about all this badass music they're playing throughout the music to the movie. I thought it. Maybe I'm partial because I was enjoying the music that they were playing.
So did I. I liked it. I just it didn't fit. Like some of them did, some of them didn't.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, the part that we finally got the team together because they're a team. Let's play Seven Nation Army from White Stripes. It's like,
right. So yeah,
some of the stuff didn't. I don't think like Guardians did it so well with their music. I think. Like,
honestly, after the movie came, like when I was watching it, even before that, I hadn't even heard about these comparisons to Guardians of the Galaxy until after the fact. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I guess, like Guardians of the Galaxy wasn't even in the forefront or back front of my mind, whatever. I wasn't even thinking about Guardians of the Galaxy at all, even after watching the movie.
I just saw the music aspect. That was the only part that I was like, they're trying really hard to be like, have that iconic soundtrack.
It didn't even, like, I noticed they were playing a lot of licensed music, obviously, because the first half of the movie it's just different songs right after each other, but I got it because they were introducing the characters and it was fine. Like it made sense to me.
What'd you think of the villains?
Enchantress and her brother. I kind of assumed it
did
was.
They even give him a name?
No, just her brother.
He doesn't. It's in the comic books. It's weird. That stuff kind of happens later on. He kind of has sex with his sister. Create something else, like a new mutant. Yeah, that's weird.
So but, the brother one was in the comics too.
Yeah,
I just heard about Entrance not so long ago, but
yeah, I didn't know too much about them.
For
did some research
for what it was, I know a lot of people were bitching about it was all it's just CG and she had nothing to do and blah 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 and it's just and I don't know, heard a lot. I'm hearing a lot of negative about this movie. Hot. Damn hot, yeah.
All covered in mud.
Even after that, even after the whole, the final change, which even that was hot. Yeah,
she was great.
Yeah, like I don't know why people. I mean, people are just bitching just to bitch. I guess I don't know, but when you're watching a movie like this, you're not watching it for the overall. To me, anyways, it's not the overall story. You're there for the characters, and you're there for you know, for the moment in the scenes, and we got a lot of that with definitely Harley for sure. I think she's a star of this movie, honestly. But as far as the villains go, I thought the effects were cool with the brother. I don't know his name, but when he was like moving his arm around and like all this, it looked like it was all
the swirly stuff.
Not even swirly,
spiky stuff.
Yeah,
like whenever he'd break
when he
something,
hit it would like the effects would stay there. Yeah, you know? I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I know. Again, more negativity, transforming the humans into little monsters. So when they killed him. Yeah. It wouldn't make it look like it's, you know, bad or whatever that they're killing humans. But all this stuff that I'm hearing about it after the fact, like I wasn't even thinking about this kind of stuff. I was just enjoying the movie as I was watching it.
The problem with this movie is that Marvel have made probably, 10 really good, like not really good movies, but... Mm-hmm.
So they're consistent in their movies.
Yeah. And so people are like, it's not Marvel.
Mm.
No. But it's not Marvel, and it's just like Marvel has its own thing, and they're knocking it out of the park, and yes, they're gonna beat DC.
I think the other thing is Marvel's movies in between, they're building up to something bigger. So it's alright if Captain America doesn't make $800 million in the first week. It's alright if Ant-Man or Guardians of the Galaxy doesn't do gangbusters. At the end of the day, it's building up to a bigger story. And with DC, like, they put all their chips in Man of Steel. And then they put all their chips in Batman versus Superman.
I like Man of
Steel. And then they're pushing all their chips in the Suicide Squad. Like every single release that they have, they're expecting it to make like $1 billion every time.
The problem is,
and it's not going to be that. And it's not that way. Especially when the movie has so much pressure. You like Man of Steel. A lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
And they gave it a break because that was the beginning of the Snyder version of their collective movie storyline. And then they were like, all right, well, Batman versus Superman, fuck, this is going to be the shit. And then when it turned out to be shits, there was like, oh, well, at least now I'm excited for Suicide Squad. And if Suicide Squad carried all that burden from the first two movies, and if it didn't live up, then, oh, shit, now what? You know, and the next now what is the Justice League movie. And then after that, it's Wonder Woman.
The problem I see is they have too many cooks in the kitchen. Couple of different directors and whatnot, but they have a storyline.
They have a direction, a goal,
phases.
You're like, go ahead, make an Ant-Man movie, but you have to have, it has to connect.
Make sure that you do enough to,
You have to have this, you have to get whoever, you know, you have to have Wolverine show up for whatever reason. You know, you have to have something like that. Where DC, they're like, all right, we're going to do this, we're going to make this movie, it's going to be badass. And then, they make the movie, and then the next one, like, we're gonna make this movie come back. It's like, but they don't connect. They're not connecting.
Here's the thing.
That's the thing that bugs me.
Two points about this. I think a lot of people are putting a lot of pressure on DC, unwarranted pressure on DC, because of Marvel.
Yeah,
definitely.
They have Marvel. To their credit, they set the bar really high, but
they haven't fallen yet.
And on the other hand of that, they set the bar really high. So if anybody's trying to make movies similar to that, it's going to be compared regardless.
No, definitely.
And this is not fair to DC. So I kind of, you know, I was thinking about the other day. I was like, man, I wish people would just take these movies for what they were in DC universe only, and not say, well, Marvel did this. Why can't DC do this? Like, of course it would have made sense for DC to start with a Superman movie and a Batman movie and a Wonder Woman movie, a Flash movie, and then make a Justice League movie. But you know what? They decided to go a different route.
Because,
and you got to work with that system. And you got to say, okay, are they doing the best they can with that, or is it still shit?
Because I had the same problem where we had certain movies like Thor. I didn't care about
Thor. In the beginning, not all of Marvel's movies were home runs. It took a while for Iron Man. people not really didn't ones, like Thor like
before Iron Man, but like
Iron Man 2 wasn't the best movie. Like you sit down and look at it.
You're talking about like you're talking about the ones before Marvel Studios.
No. Like the Thor movie that came out.
Right.
We didn't really need that movie.
I'd hazard to say we didn't need the second Thor movie.
All right. Yeah.
There you go.
Thor 1 was needed, but Thor 2 not so much.
I would venture to say I don't even think we needed Iron Man 3 if they were going to go that route.
No. Without turning this into a Marvel conversation. Yeah. Marvel has the reputation right now where they can afford to make a bad movie. They can afford to have a miss, like Thor 2. Like
that, Marvel's Pixar, basically.
That wasn't... Thor 2 wasn't very good.
But you had to see it to...
And even then, you story. Really... I mean, it's... But my point is, like, it doesn't... They don't all have to be home runs.
Yeah.
And they can still afford that. They can still... Well, that wasn't good.
They got that Disney money.
Exactly.
I got that Mickey Mouse money.
And again, to reiterate, DC, this is only the third outing. And Marvel's been doing this for 10 years, roughly, somewhere in there.
A little bit longer, right?
Now. Yeah, something like that.
But even still.
A lot of movies.
this story has been since 7 years?
I don't remember.
From the first Iron Man? That's about 7 years ago.
It's probably been about 9 years.
So either Marvel's way. Had 9 years, and DC just now on this story, they've only got 3 movies under their belt.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my point. It's like it's still early
too
in
much
the.
Pressure. Yeah.
It's yeah. They're trying. It sounds like they're trying to catch up with Marvel
instead of just doing their own thing.
Yeah, and if that's the one flaw, then that's a flaw on their end, yeah. and they shouldn't even be doing
and
that.
But that if that's even if that's their only flaw. It's a flaw big enough that can ruin the entire thing.
Well, getting back on point to Suicide Squad, by itself. We talked about Joker. We talked about some of the stuff like the music and stuff like that in the editing. Let's go back to Joker by talking about Harley Quinn. Again, when I first saw the initial shot of her design, I was like, nothing about that screams Harley Quinn. Like, she's hot, but where's Harley Quinn at? I don't see her anywhere. I'm going to echo what I just said about Joker. To me, she got the personality and characterization of Harley Quinn down. Like, I was almost mesmerized by how much she was working that gimmick of that character of Harley Quinn.
And she didn't have to put the fake accent on or anything.
Some of the scenes there was. I caught
the
that.
Bar scene, yeah. There was a couple of twinges where I was like,
was using that accent. It wasn't consistent.
Yeah.
But I wasn't expecting her to have that accent anyways. Yeah. And when I heard it, to me, it felt like a nod. Like, hey, here you go. This is just for you. But when there were scenes, when they did the whole origin story of Harley and Joker, all those scenes with them together.
In the old school getup.
Oh God! I almost passed out when I saw that. I was like, "You kidding me?" The Alex Ross painting come to life with them dancing. Oh my goodness! But even before, like even besides that, the car chase scene that we've seen and everything with them in the car and Batman's chasing him, he's on the top. Them on a date night, you know, with her yelling, "This is a date night, Bats!" And she starts shooting her. Dude, that's like pulled right from the freaking cartoons. You know, that's stuff like that. There was a lot of that in this movie that I was just grinning. You know, when I was watching that. And that's the same reaction I was getting when I was watching, like, Civil War. You know, if you want to compare Marvel and DC, they knocked it out when it came to Harley and Joker.
Individually, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm gonna stand by that. Like, you even said it. Like, I wanted to see more of what they did with Joker. Yeah. You know, and...
We're getting more of Harley. The Warner Brothers announced that they want to do a spinoff of Harley and the female side of DC.
It doesn't surprise me. As soon as we're walking out, me and my wife, I was like, it wouldn't surprise me to announce it tomorrow that Harley's getting her own movie.
Out of all those movies, out of all the characters, there's only 3 people that would get their own movie.
And it comes out the same weekend as Deadpool.
If you want to do a tribute, the one thing I would love to see that this Harley Quinn would pull off exactly is an elaborate hour-and-a-half episode from Batman the Animated Series that ended with Batman giving Harley Quinn the dress for having that bad day.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Like, focus it on her, how she, like, went through all this to do this, and, like, things weren't going her way, but she wound up, because she's part hero now because of Suicide Squad, or somewhere in the middle, and then at the end ended with Batman giving the moral high ground to Harley, saying, "I understand why you did it, and here's why you did it, and here for everything that happened through the day," and just tie it off like that to give more sympathy to Harley Quinn. So when you have her in the next huge ensemble movie, you already know that's a winner right there.
She had the mallet, man. She didn't use it, but she had the mallet for a second.
And it turned into a bat.
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, it's fine. Another really good characterization I thought came to life was Amanda Waller.
I love
Viola Davis playing her. Oh my goodness,
fit perfectly.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how she was going to do. I'm not really familiar with her as an actress.
She basically did her character from How to Get Away with Murder in this movie. And there's no question that was the as much as I was curious to see if they would have given it to Oprah, because she was in the running for that role before they gave it to Amanda Waller.
God, no.
She fit like a glove in this movie.
A part of me was kind of upset they didn't get CCH Pounder to play her, because she does the voice on the cartoons.
Yeah.
But and she looks menacing. If you saw Sons of Anarchy, she was on that, and she could pull it off for damn sure. But Viola Davis, yeah, she knocked it out.
How about Diablo?
Surprising. Like, I didn't know who Diablo was. And they actually gave him a surprising amount of screen time.
Yeah.
Since his name wasn't Will Smith or Margot Robbie.
Surprising, because Jay Hernandez has been around the block in Hollywood for years.
Right.
There's several movies that
those aren't real tattoos, right?
No.
No, right?
No.
Are you talking about the character?
No, like the actual actor. Because, like, no. Sometimes you get those actors that have, like...
Yeah, no. He doesn't have all that.
I wasn't sure if the character was supposed to have those tattoos. That was my one disconnect from him. Is like, I can understand you have the firepower and everything, but like did you tattoo all those on your face? Like,
cause no, you're supposed to save those questions for the Joker. Everyone else was.
Yeah. Like, why question those? But you're not questioning.
Yeah, nobody cared that the guy had a fucking. Because
it's
skull
a Mexican in jail. Mexicans in jail have all kinds of weird shit.
Like, even from his like intro, when they came up to him and he was containing himself in that little container or whatever, he says, "I'm not raising these hands for violence anymore." It's like, oh, okay.
The silhouette of his girl in the flame,
the dancing, yeah,
that was kind
of
cool.
That's like a up to that kind of pulled out a little bit of Mr. Freeze.
There you go. Like, look at you. Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah.
But yeah, and we got some backstory on him and what happened to his family and all this other stuff. And I liked his story. Like, I wasn't expecting to like it. But it worked out very well, I thought. Yeah, okay.
No, so. He was one of those characters you just, like, at the beginning, you're like, if he dies, he dies. Who cares?
And then halfway through it, you're like, yeah!
And then when he's like, you want to see what I can do?
He made that sound effect, too.
How?
There was a couple other scenes. We have some more cameos by Batman when he took out Deadshot. Yeah. I thought it was... What? Oh, you know, okay. I thought it was. I don't know.
From the way the trailers they had, they said they reshot a whole bunch of Batman. I was expecting Batman to be in this a whole lot more. I don't know why, but I just like not like in the main story, but like
on the side.
He literally showed up.
Right. That's beat how, up Deadshot. That's how to me. That's how it should have been. Like him. Like for him and Joker. Like everybody's saying, "Where's Joker at?" You know what?
It's not a Joker or Batman movie.
I think that's in my notes. I'm okay with Joker not being in the film so much. It's a Suicide Squad, not a Batman Joker movie.
However,
yeah.
What the movie would have... Here was my whole... When I saw the trailers and everything, what I took away of it before I went to see the movie was that somehow the Joker was the villain and the thing that was tying the Suicide Squad to the Joker was Harley. Is Harley going to still be a bad girl and be Joker's little pudding, or is she actually going to take the moral high ground and try to do something better and be part of the Suicide Squad? And I forgot the entire time, oh wait, there's like this like enchantress and this evil thing going around. The movie would have been a lot better for me if it was more with the Joker being the antagonist instead of him being on the side. Because
there was definitely a story to be told with what was going on with Joker. Because to the point where even watching the scene, like watching the movie when I was walking out, I was like, man, a lot of that stuff with Joker, it was great. but I'm kind of confused about what I was watching because a lot of the stuff didn't make some of the stuff was okay and made sense, but some of it, like case in point, there was one scene where he they did take the scene from the trailer where it's kind of like the slow mo where he walks in the room, he's got the kind of the pop collar on the purple jacket, and he kind of turns around. That was a badass looking scene, by the way. I think he looked really cool in that scene.
Yeah,
but that was a scene where he looked up to the Joker or the Doctor, and he got the bomb thing, and he stuck it in his neck, and then it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
like that was the last time we don't see him again until the helicopter. They're shooting at everybody. But like, that's one of the things I was talking about where there was stuff that was shown, but nothing was followed up with.
Yeah.
And then I forgot about after the fact. There was a shot. I don't know if it was from the trailer or it was a screenshot I saw, but like, there's one shot of Joker. He's got half his face burnt, and he's got like a grenade or something.
Yeah, that was not in the movie.
That was not in the movie at all. And that one scene that there was in the trailer where he's grabbing the guy by the face, like, I want to show you my toys or something like that. And
yeah, the guy that they the cop that they have on the payroll that they interrogated in the room, mm-hmm. a lot of that dialogue was cut out.
And the one security guard that was on the take with Joker, that was, you had to think about that because that wasn't made clear as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that you had to connect the dots.
That guy, like, he never got his, like, the main security guard.
Yeah.
Never got anything done to him.
Yeah, like I'm saying, that part, there's some parts missing, you can tell.
Like, he was Deadshot. He was, like, in Deadshot's face the entire time of the movie. Like, Will Smith never took a shot at him.
Right.
He pulled a gun out, and he was like, you probably got fake bullets in here, I'm a shooter. But, like, I don't know if you were there, but I told him, I was like, whenever Will was talking to, like, Amanda Waller, and he was just like, I want this, I want this, I want this, and he's like, I don't make the rules, and he's like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to your boss. I want him to turn around and just deck that guy so hard in the face and then be like, all right, cool, let's go. But, like, he never got anything.
No, he made up for it when the guns were working. And then, like, he grabbed the gun and just, like, pointed it right at that security guard that was pissing him off the entire time. And just,
yeah, that was before, though. He never did anything, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that guy should have gotten at least a punch in the face.
Yeah. Or CP running down his leg.
Something, man.
We talked about the Batman's cameo in this. What'd you guys think of the Flash taking out Boomerang to put him in jail in the first place?
I liked it. I wasn't expecting it. I remember hearing something. I saw some headlines or whatever on Facebook that there's another Justice League cameo. I didn't click on it. I didn't want to know. And by the time I went to go see the movie, I had forgotten about that altogether.
I did too.
So when I saw that, I was like, oh, shit.
I had no idea it was coming out. I even turned to Chris, because sitting there, I was like, but then I was like, oh, wait.
I'm sorry I couldn't see that with you.
But I was like, wait, it's the Flash. He's got blue lightning. I don't like this suit.
Fanboy, because Flash is his favorite character. He's in a nitpick till the cows come home.
No, I mean, seeing him in the suit was cool, but like, I don't like the direction they're going with him.
Because technically, the first time we've seen him in costume. Other than the flashback scene in Batman vs. Superman.
But he wasn't in costume then.
He was in a costume, just not...
But no, I'm saying he's coming through a portal and you can barely see him and you know what the hell was going on. This is like the first time we've seen full-on Flash costume.
And that was another thing that I had a problem with. Like, how does he already have the suit?
Here's how we end this. What do we learn from the Suicide Squad? Number one... The team's already in effect because the Flash already has his suit and he's already stopping criminals. Because this was after Batman versus Superman, the Suicide Squad movie. So Batman already has gotten the Flash is already fighting crime.
He had the suit in Batman versus Superman.
No, I'm thinking the same Flash.
No. I'm thinking of something. No, you know, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the trailer for Justice League when Batman Bruce Wayne is in his and the suit's there. He walks past the suit. That's what I'm thinking of.
Like,
see, I'm seeing too much.
It's all tied. The government hates metahumans because they're already freaking out over Superman, yet they have more of them because Batman, Amanda Waller gives Bruce Wayne the file.
Well, that was the post-credit scene or mid-credit scene. That's your Tony Stark and Iron Man meeting up and the Avengers initiative. I know we just said not to compare Marvel to DC, but that's what it was.
Yeah. In your opinion, does Amanda Waller already know that Bruce Wayne is Batman?
Yes.
Definitely. From that scene?
Yeah. Definitely.
She even said, I know your nighttime activities.
Okay. And then she said, you should
get some friends to help you with
You shouldn't work nights. You should stop working nights.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And he was just like, nope.
Okay.
But that was another thing. Like, she had files on all the Justice League characters, but he already has
all videos,
all the information. Like,
well, he just says he says what? Oh, well, as far as we know, as viewers, all he's seen is what was on the video file on the security cameras and shit from Batman vs Superman. And I don't know how much time has passed between that movie and this movie, and what he still needs to know. He's Batman. He's the world's greatest detective, for God's sake. I mean, surely he knows some things, but I mean, he wouldn't have got that information from Amanda if he didn't need the information.
Is the Joker Jason Todd?
Oh, well, I think that was already debunked, but
no.
How?
I think the director said no.
There was a clip when they did the little bios of like all the villains when they introduced them on Harley Quinn's. It said specifically that she was the accomplice in Robin's murder.
Right.
So,
accomplice.
Yeah. So if Robin's dead, it wouldn't be. If a Robin is dead, it wouldn't be Jason Todd as Joker then, right?
Well, no. I mean, if you're going by comic continuity, Joker killed Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Follows comic books when movies. No. There's no way that it's Jason Todd.
Okay.
No.
Now, if they show him show up at some point, that'd be cool.
Did but not as a... I want to ask you a question about Joker real quick, because as far as appearance wise, I said the characterization was great, and he portrayed Joker as who Joker should be, but I still have one contention of his appearance is the grill, is the teeth. Did that bother y'all watching the movie? Did it?
It fit his character to me.
Yeah.
The tattoos, the gangster, the at a nightclub, like it kind of.
Yeah.
What I've had at the grill? No.
You know, there was a bit of trivia. I don't know. This is supposedly a rumor that there's a reason for the grill, and if this is true, this is awesome. If it's true, because it leads to more backstory. But apparently, it was from a previous fight with Batman, and Batman knocked his teeth out.
If they actually acknowledge it, then yeah. But
it does explain why some of that grill wasn't covering all his teeth. Like, you can still see like partial, like regular teeth in between some of the grill.
It's your discount grill. Yeah. You don't have enough to get the whole thing.
What did you think of the laugh?
You know, here's the thing. Like, all the stuff with Joker, like...
It was unique to him.
Well, besides that, it was some... I've already seen it, like, on the trailers. Like, nothing was new from Joker from what I haven't already seen in the trailer. So I'd already heard the laugh, and I was okay with it. I mean, it's the Joker. I mean, the laugh. I mean...
It's hard to get... It's hard to... I can see the... I can understand the struggle from, like, fans that like things hardcore. Like, if you hold Mark Hamill to a regard that high, you're never going to try to beat it. So instead of trying to beat it, just be something that different. It's that not just different, but just that laugh is specific to Mark Hamill. Romero has a laugh that's specific to him. Heath Ledger had a laugh that was specific to him, not just because they were trying to beat the best laugh.
Laughing in the movie.
The one scene that I remember the laugh was whenever the guys came in and told him where Harley's at. And he just like
lays down. Get
the chopper or get over it. And he lays down. And that's when we see on the trailer where he's got all those knives and guns in a big circular thing. Which is interesting because someone pointed out, like, they took a screen grab of that. Like, over to the right. A
baby clothes?
Yeah, it's baby clothes. Kind of creepy. Harley's pregnant.
There's a story that Harley's... It was in Arkham Knight. She was pregnant.
And she has kids eventually because...
Batman Beyond.
There you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
They probably just had that in there just to have it in there.
Yeah, they're probably having fun at that point.
Like, let's just fucking throw some baby clothes in there.
See if anybody knows this.
Yeah, see if anybody... Let's just, I bet you they just do stuff just to fuck with people.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Let's add this in there. Oh my God, it's... Blah, 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 blah. Nope. Just a random baby clothes.
Overall... I know we said at the start, thumbs up, thumbs down, but...
I walked out of the theater and I told Scott, man, the difference between Suicide Squad and Batman vs. Superman is like, hey, congratulations, you have herpes, not full-blown HIV. But now that I think about it...
Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I actually liked Suicide Squad a lot. a lot more than I thought I would, and I like it enough that when it comes out, I'm probably going to buy it first week.
Oh,
I still haven't even, like...
I'm buying it.
I haven't even thought about, like, Batman versus Superman, especially the extended preview.
I
actually
saw it in the store today. I went to Best Buy today, and I looked at it, and I almost picked up the extended, and I was just like...
Oh, for Batman versus Superman?
I was like... I only saw this movie once. I have to watch it again. But I was like, I'm not going to buy it yet.
And I hear the extended cut fills in a lot of holes that the movie left. But
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to watch it. But anyway, we went with a group of people. Mostly of them were Marvel fans.
Hmm. Oh, so they were...
And so they went in hating it.
Mm-hmm.
There was quite a lot of moans and groans and laughter. But me and Chris, we sat together and at certain scenes, we both looked at each other and was like, alright. And then like the flat was like, alright.
Do you think that maybe because I can't speak for y'all, but for me, like, I had kind of low expectations.
That too.
Because I didn't want to be let down again.
I went in with low expectations.
And maybe
not like super low, but
like I wasn't expecting much.
Why?
From the past, yeah, it's DC. And
when I remember before this movie came out, I was telling my nephew, I was like, man, Batman versus Superman in a bad way really made me want to watch Suicide Squad to see where they were going to go with it. If Suicide Squad was going to be like the dark version of something that was already dark, it's like how much farther can it go? What lowered my expectation were the opening like reviews that were leaking out on Rotten Tomatoes and on websites they killed it like to death.
I think that
to bring it to life to kill it again. That's how much crap that movie got, and that's what lowered my expectations.
I think that helped. Because I think so many people read those reviews and were like,
fuck you, I'll make my own decision.
This movie's so bad, I have to see it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happened.
One of the first things I heard about this movie, I'm actually agreeing with it. This movie, it's a mess, but it's a fun mess.
Yeah.
Like, I had fun watching this movie.
Have you seen the new Ghostbusters movie?
No.
Have you seen the new?
No.
Well, you don't have to really see that one. I haven't seen it either, but my buddy texted me after he watched it, and he was just like, it was pretty much... like the story of Ghostbusters, like towards the end, like going to the tower and like fighting a giant like monster, and I was just like, kinda. Like it is kind of like a random team gets together, goes and fights a demon type thing.
Yeah.
In a giant like
building.
Kinda.
By the way, I heard that they lost out about $75 million on that movie, so they're not gonna make a sequel to it.
Ghostbusters?
It bombed.
What?
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
Aww. Girl power.
When the first...
I guess it means we're sexist now.
When the first pictures came out of like, the Joker and stuff, I was like, nah, it looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it.
Right, yeah.
Then the trailers came out.
With Bohemian Rhapsody. That's the one that got me.
I was like, the couple of the trailers came out, I was like, this kind of looks like a mess. I'll still watch it because it's a fucking movie that's got characters that I love.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me. then all the like rumors about the certain things are happening. I was like, man, this movie's gonna be just a pile of shit. Then Batman versus Superman movie, like, and so I was just like, man, I don't know. And then like the week or two before, you know, my nephew was here, and we were in Hot Topic, and we're looking at the toys. And you
watched The Killing Joke before you went to watch this movie.
Yeah, we're looking at toys. We're in Hot Topic looking at T-shirts, and I was like, some of these characters look badass. And then I just got so hyped. Like, the week leading up to the movie, I was so hyped.
All the other stuff, nothing.
Yeah.
Did you stay hype?
Always hype, bro.
Man, I think for me, it was probably the trailer. The Bohemian Rhapsody. And then even in the Ballroom Blitz.
That one was good, too.
The marketing, I think I said this
and
before.
And the posters.
I think, oh, dude, that final movie poster,
the sketches?
No, not the it was the kind of the artwork drawing of, like, the mushroom cloud, but it had all their faces.
Yeah.
Dude, that is...
I think...
If you have that, I want it. That's going on the wall. No, I think, the marketing team did their job to the best of their abilities, because it turned me around. When this all first started, I was like, this is going to be a mess. Joker, fuck that. You know, that's not Harley. But the more I started seeing it,
yeah,
I was like,
it grew
on me. And I was like, man. And then sure enough, I went to go see the movie. It's like, holy shit, this is actually pretty fun.
All right. Would you watch a Harley Quinn movie by yourself, a standalone movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you watch a standalone movie with Deadshot?
I would watch another Suicide Squad movie starring him.
The thing that bugged me the most about him was he had the mask, but he never wore it. Like, he wore it, like, for, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
He put it on. He'd take it off. He'd put it on. He was like, just put it on.
Just wear it, or take it off. Or don't even wear it.
Yeah. Like, we all know you're Will Smith. He had to get paid to be per, like, shot a face. Like,
yeah.
We're going to put a mask on you. No, you're not.
No, you're not. Yeah.
I'll put the little red thing in my eye. But he wears the mask, and the mask looked badass, too. But it's like...
Actually, if it was... I know there was a flashback scene when he was taking out the whoever. And then as soon as he shot him, he put the mask on and he took off. I was like, that could have been enough for me. And then because when they were getting their gear back out, he picked up the mask and he looked at it. Like, that would have been enough for me. Yeah. But there was one scene where he did put it on.
Like, after the scene where he, like, is a badass and he's on top of the car just sniping everything.
Yeah.
And then he puts it on. And then the next scene, he doesn't have it on.
Yeah, like there was no consistency.
They don't have to have, like, either have the mask or don't have the mask.
Or even if he had the little, the red scope thing. On all the time? If that was on all the time, that would be cool, too. Oh, one thing that really confused me in this movie, I can't believe I forgot to talk about this, was they're fighting their way up the Ostrander building, did you catch that? Yeah, that was pretty cool. And they're fighting all the way up there, and they get all the way around, and then Amanda Waller's there.
Oh, they went through all that trouble just to rescue Amanda.
Yeah, dude, that was not made clear to me what was going on. Like, I did not
know. Well, that was the whole point.
Like, yeah, I guess.
You weren't supposed to know who was up there.
Was that kind of
make
like
any
the
sense though?
Was that kind of like the test to make sure that they can handle it as a team?
That's what I got out of it.
That's what I got out of it too. It was like, let's make sure these fuckers aren't completely insane.
What was that completely just
explain it to me because I do not understand.
Just a whole coincidence that happened all at the same time.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Like, they're getting the team ready. The team's not ready yet. They haven't put all, and all of a sudden, they have, like, this shit go down. Like, it was so smart.
Maybe I need to watch it again, and just, maybe if I see it again.
Like, let's say they open the door, you know, and they're, who is it going to be? Some random guy? The movie's not going to make any sense.
Yeah, I
don't know. You know?
Like, Parker's movie didn't make any sense, but
We're going to get the target. He's on top of the building. Who is it? Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, that's what Flag was doing pretty much the whole time. Oh, I can't tell you. You're need to know basis.
But, like, when you go up there, and then she was a badass. She was like, all right, delete everything. Everything's deleted. Cool. Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah. It's like, she needs saving?
And then everybody was like, I'm going to fuck you
up. And that's why I thought it was a test. Because if she could do all that in 20 seconds, then why is she sitting there? I thought it was a test to make sure the team was ready.
Because there's a fucking demon and a brother downstairs and there's like.
Was monsters. It the same building?
Well, I mean, they were in the area. It was midway city.
That's not what I'm
reasoning with this fanboy. God,
look, they're fucking up the entire city.
Right.
Would either of you go to a theater to watch it again before it gets released on DVD?
Maybe.
I'd watch it again.
In a theater?
Yeah.
We need to plan it.
Maybe.
I'd do it. I want to see it on a big screen.
I didn't know. I didn't catch it until afterward. But like, was it Midway City?
Yeah.
That's Hawkman, Hawkgirl. That's their town. But they weren't there.
Yeah, and that's like, why not just make it Gotham?
Right.
Or something. Something that everybody knows. Like, who the fuck knows Midway?
I don't know.
Like, at first, when I had to later on, I was like,
because you knew, like a comic guy, you knew that, like, was something. Yeah, that was something.
I was just like, why not just make it Metropolis or Gotham or just something weird?
Yeah, at this point, how many cities does Batman cover?
And he was in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
They could, you know.
But then again, if it was in Gotham, you would expect to see Batman there the whole time. Like, why isn't Batman saving this place?
Because he can't fight demons because he's just a man.
But he would be there, and it would be too confusing. No, I'm glad that it was a separate city.
They could at least fucking shown Hawkeye.
Anyway, so I think we're on agreement. I think we came around. There were some flaws in it, obviously, but I think the pros outweigh the cons in this thing.
What's the rating?
3 out of 5? 3.5 out of 5?
Well, I was doing 10 out of 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 6.5, maybe 7.
I think that's what I said when we asked me the other day. Yeah.
I think I said 7.
Yeah.
It succeeds.
It's a passing grade.
Yeah.
The best offering that DC's had since they started the Extended Universe. So,
I'll watch this at a theater again before it hits DVD.
What's next? What's the next movie?
Justice League.
No. Wonder Woman, right? Wonder Woman and then Justice
League. Wonder Woman.
Really?
That movie looks good. I mean, it looks exactly like the First Avenger.
That's what I said.
But fuck it. First Avenger worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll work. Justice League looked just as good, too. I mean, both those trailers look good. Like, I really think that I'm hoping that DC is, they're on the upswing. I know Geoff Johns has been promoted to Joe right. Quesada right. status. Yeah. So, yeah.
Which worries me because now he might
not be Joe Quesada, Kevin Feige.
He might not be on The Flash and Arrow.
I think he'll have his hand in everything.
His hand, because he's my favorite. He's my favorite writer of all time. Like for like DC, like his Flash is so good. His Aquaman for Aquaman 52, the first like 10 issues he did, they were so good. Like they actually made me want to like read more Aquaman. And then he left, and he went to like Batman or something. And then like Aquaman just went all the way back down.
Okay. Final question before we wrap up. This is not about Suicide Squad per se, but since we're talking about DC and DC Extended Universe, for Justice League the movie, we've seen Superman, Batman, we've seen Wonder Woman, we've seen Flash, we've seen
Cyborg
and Aquaman. That's six. There's a seventh member. Usually there's seven members. Do you think, in the course of that movie, they're keeping it a secret for now, but do you think Green Lantern will be somewhere in the Justice League movie?
It's either going to be...
Take the Ryan Reynolds movie out of your question. That didn't exist.
It's either going to be Green Lantern or The Martian.
I don't think they're going to do Martian. I don't think they are.
That's only two.
How cool is that? How cool would that be, though? Like
Which Green Lantern would it be? Hal Jordan?
Let's go John Stewart. Let's go John Stewart. Why not?
They already got a black guy.
I'm going to throw a curveball.
Half black, half machine. Need a full-on black man.
I'm gonna throw a curveball. I think we get the seed planted for Shazam.
That could work too.
And then that steams into his solo movie with.
He's not like a Justice League like
mainstay.
He's not a real Justice.
He's League in the member. New 52 Justice League, but he's not a mainstay.
But he's not the core.
Half of the Suicide Squad wasn't core either, and they killed off Slipknot after like a cup of coffee.
But that happens in the animated movie.
But also in the animated movie, Harley Quinn and Deadshot fuck while they're falling.
Yeah.
After the helicopter explodes.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
That's beside the point.
Yeah, the point is, like, if you want to say, if you're going to use that analogy, the Suicide Squad is, again, comparing it to Marvel. I mean, it's their Guardians of the Galaxy, it's B-list characters.
Yeah, it's,
where Justice League and Avengers, your Justice League is your mainstay in DC characters, and Green Lantern is a mainstay character. I would love to see that. I'm hoping that
I just don't know why they would keep him under wraps. Like, why?
Maybe it's under wraps for now, but like right before Civil War dropped, there's one trailer when they released Spider-Man, and that was a big reveal before the movie came. Maybe it was something like
that. But that was because
there was a story behind that.
Because they didn't have Spider-Man under their contract. So when they got him, they put him in there.
Right.
Why would they not put Green Lantern from the jump? I don't know. What's so special about Green Lantern that...
Because everybody's got the stigma of the old movie, and when you show him, it's a big surprise in the movie, and he's like more traditional and maybe a different character.
Been like 7 years since that Green Lantern? Or five years?
It's not been that long. It's like at least four.
Three or four. We're already doing Eastern Rest Radio, I think.
I worked in a movie theater.
Yeah. It's not that old. Yeah.
But
anyway, that was just me. I noticed someone was missing from the Justice League. And I was hoping it was wishful thinking.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I mean, like a hint. I mean, Superman's not going to be in this movie that much, I don't think.
No. For the real and gritty vibe that Zack Snyder wants for this,
is he directing this one?
Mm-hmm.
No. For the tone that they've started. Will it ruin it to have a character like Green Lantern where his powers are through the ring and you see like the stuff like you kind of saw in the Ryan Reynolds movie?
Do you get a fucking cyborg?
No, because because that was more cheesy. Like, Green Lantern doesn't make
that
RC cars and stuff. He makes a shield or a fist or...
That wasn't Hal Jordan in that movie. That was Ryan Reynolds being a Green Lantern.
Yeah. It was Deadpool in a green suit.
Yeah.
Not as cartoony, but like in the actual Green Lantern, he doesn't do that stupid shit.
I was against Ryan Reynolds being Hal Jordan. If he was Kyle Rayner, I would be okay with that because I could picture him being more like that.
Cocky kind of.
But Hal Jordan's not like that character.
You know? He's an older pilot, like Army pilot. Like, not a cocky Iron, like.
Not Ryan Reynolds cocky. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a difference. I mean, Ryan Reynolds is a different level of.
But what I'm saying is he doesn't do stupid shit like that. He makes shields and fists and stuff like that, where it's like, that'd be cool. If he shows up, like I'm cool with it, but I just don't know where he would fit in.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's gonna do it for this time. So, thanks for doing this review with us.
Nice.
Ta-da.
Scotty. It's late. Ooh, it's late.
Oh yeah, it is.